بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو كان لي مثل أحد ذهبا لسرني أن لا تمر علي ثلاث ليال وعندي منه شيء إلا شيء أرصده لدين. متفق عليه. برسم الحديث كيم يسري سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said if I had gold equivalent to Mount Uhud. Now we know Mount Uhud is not a small mountain, it's a huge mountain. It is that mountain that Rasulullah SAW said, it is Jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. That this Mount Uhud loves us and we love it. So this Mount Uhud, if it was equivalent to gold, it would not please me that any of it remains by me for 3 days except that amount which I could pay off my debts. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very particular in spending whatever surplus monies he had in the path of Allah. He would give it to the poor, to the needy, and he would not like to amass wealth and keep wealth in his home except for paying off his debts and distributing to the poor and needy. So again, this hadith explains to us that degree of zuhud that Rasulullah SAW had, abstinence that he had. And his way of life is that what we, you and I, should emulate and bring into our lives, that we have a simple life. Yes, where there's a need to purchase a home, purchase some land, purchase some shop, then there is no problem in Sharia, as long as we do not become so consumed, and after one building, we're purchasing another building, a third and fourth, and there is no real need for it. Again, our focus should be the akhirat, and that is where we are going towards. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that man, if he has one value of gold, he'll wish for the second value of gold. When he has a second value of gold, he'll want the third value of gold. Nothing will fill his stomach besides the sand of the qabr when he's lowered. As he's lowered in the qabr, and the sand is thrown over him, that's the only thing that will fill his stomach. So paying off a debt is very, very important. Person keeps money for that, to pay off his debt. That is extremely important. And also we are encouraged to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ اُنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ فهو أجدر ألا تزدروا نعمة الله عليكم. متفق عليه. وهذا لفظ مسلم. وفي رواية البخاري إذا نظر أحدكم إلى من فضل عليه في المال والخلق فلينظر إلى من هو أسفل منه. Rasulullah SAW mentioned that look at that person who is below you and not towards that person who is above you. That will be more likely to prevent you from being ungrateful to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another narration, when one of you sees that person who has been blessed and given preference over you with regard to the wealth, material things of this world, and maybe some outer appearance, then he should look at that person who is lower than him. So if we look at these two narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that we should not look at that person who is above us as far as material possession is concerned. Why? Then we want to aspire to be as rich as that person. He's got a beautiful car, I also need a car like that. He's got a beautiful palatial home, I also need something like that. And when you can't get that, and you are unable to make the sabr, greed will come into you, jealousy will come into you, you will be an ungrateful person, you won't have qana'at in your life, you won't make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment you see somebody lower than you as far as material possession is concerned, you have a pair of shoes, that man does not have a pair of shoes. You will make shukr to Allah ta'ala immediately. Allah, at least you gave me shoes. You have nice clothing, he doesn't have any clothing. Immediately you will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as dunya is concerned, as far as the world is concerned, do not look at that person who is higher than you as far as dunya is concerned. Look at the person who is less fortunate. Then you will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as far as deen is concerned, another narration talking about deen, a person has a strong iman and he is righteous, he is pious, he is doing so much of ibadah, then you should look at the person above you in that. And you should aspire at how he is reading so much of Quran. Let me also read the Quran. He is frequenting the masjid more often than me and he is sitting and making the masjid abad. So I must also do the same. And he is feeding the poor and needy. Let me also aspire to do that. Don't look at that person who is lower than you as far as deen is concerned. He's only coming to the masjid now that may Allah forgive us, may Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. We're not being judgmental, but we do not look at the person lower than you in deen. He is very, very lax about his salat. So what happens, you look at him and you won't aspire to do more ibadat. You think, oh, he's also not doing much, so I also won't do much. As far as deen is concerned, look at the person above you, it will prompt you to go do, to achieve better as far as deen is concerned. And dunya, look at the person lower than you, you'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mat that Allah has bestowed you. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.